Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One person was killed, five others wounded in a mass shooting at an Ohio factory that makes cosmetics. Police have a suspect in mind, but not in custody. Joshua Sober lives in New Albany, where it happened.
It's really scary, to be honest with you. The fact that something to this scale and to this level of urgency can happen right down the street is crazy. To be honest with you, it makes me feel a little bit unsafe.
In Sweden, still no motive for the mass shooting that left 11 people dead, including, it's believed, a gunman. President Trump saying in a news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his side, he wants the U.S. to take over the Gaza Strip, remove everyone living there, and open it up to private development. Trump says right now,
virtually every building is down. They're living under fallen concrete that's very dangerous and very precarious.
Officials say all 67 bodies have now been removed from the Potomac River following last week's plane-helicopter mid-air collision. This is ABC News. In the wake of the Los Angeles wildfires, President Trump criticized water issues around L.A. A recent executive order released billions of gallons of water from two Central Valley reservoirs. But now a lot of farmers say that means they won't have enough water to irrigate their farms. Peter Gleick is a scientist at the Pacific Institute.
This is the time of year when we're trying to store water in our reservoirs for the very hot, dry summer that looks like is coming.
More money is on the way to help victims of the wildfires, too. The Grammys and two benefit concerts have raised $125 million. With the Super Bowl around the corner and just over a month after the deadly New Year's Day attack, security is stepping up in New Orleans. Eric DeLon is the federal coordinator for Super Bowl 59 and says visitors will see a lot of police.
We don't want them to be intimidated by that. We just want them to know that we're invested in their safety and security and their peace of mind.
Security will be even tighter than usual at the game. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Oneida County snowmobile trails are set to open on Friday, February 7th, according to an article published by Brittany Merlot and information posted by the Northern Trails Unlimited Snowmobile Club. You'll be able to take the sleds across 1,100 miles of trails starting at 8 a.m. the first Friday in February. They would like to remind you that all lake and river trails are still considered unsafe and shouldn't be used unless they're clearly marked by a local snowmobile club. If you have questions on specific trail conditions, you can contact the local snowmobile club by visiting their social media sites. And as always, please, please remain safe. Accidents can occur far too quickly. Wednesday, February 26th from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., there's a fundraiser takeout meal for the Handicap Access Fund at St. Francis Catholic Church, hosted by the Country Cafe. They ask that you please call ahead for large orders, which is 10 or more. Otherwise, you can stop by Country Cafe, 4:30 to 7:30, for your takeout orders that will include a choice of chicken dumpling soup or chili, also served with a sandwich and a cookie. It is $10 per takeout, and once again, this is happening Wednesday, February 26th from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Country Cafe. Two Wisconsin cities made the top five Midwest cities to move to in 2025. Lisa Hale has details.
Appleton comes in at number 4. Waukesha is number 5, all on the list of the best Midwest cities to move to this year. Consumer Affairs compiled the list by looking at 100 of the most populated Midwest cities and evaluating their safety, affordability, economy, education, and quality of life. Rounding out the top five are Arlington Heights, Illinois, Naperville, Illinois, and at number 1, Carmel, Indiana. And the worst city in the Midwest to move to? Detroit, Michigan.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Well, today in Wisconsin, we could see rain, we could see sleet, we could see snow. And while it may not stop postal service, it does make forecasting a challenge. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. That's why the National Weather Service, along with our Wisconsin weather networks, are working on a MesoNet. That's a network of automated weather and soil, as well as environmental monitoring stations all across the state to try to help with that forecasting. Chris Kasharik, who is one of the people involved in launching the project and a professor in plant and agroecosystem sciences, explains a little more.
There's about 38 states in the U.S. that have MesoNet, so it's not like we're doing something that's unique or but desperately needed. So we collect a suite of meteorological variables. That's temperature, precipitation, wind speed, sunlight, solar radiation, humidity or dew point, and leaf wetness. And then in the soil, we're also collecting soil temperature and moisture at 5 depths down to about 3 feet below the surface. And that's happening about every 5 minutes. So these are located on farms, public land, at our agricultural research stations.
That's Chris Kasharik describing Wisconsin's MesoNet that's in development now. He's a professor in plant and agroecosystems. He said some of the data that they're generating is used to help agriculture, for example, develop insect pressure models for commodities.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences has announced that they are launching their PhD program in science communication. It's the first of its kind in the country, offering students the opportunity to become leaders in the science of science communication. The first group of students begins the program this fall. That's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
Badgers roll past Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin with another win over the Hoosiers in Madison, 76-64. The Badgers jumping out to a 26-4 lead early in the contest. Head coach Greg Gard.
Scores that we can put on the floor from a variety of positions helps us. Defense has to make a decision. Who are they going to take away? And the unselfishness of this group, how it moves. I mean, you have 13 assists on 26 baskets and Klesmet with 6 assists. That just shows me the unselfishness of this group. And that's important for a really good offense. You have to be unselfish and a willing passer, and they just want to find who's open from Wisconsin. That's their mission.
Marquette with another loss, this time on the road against St. John, 70-64. In front of 16,000 fans at Madison Square Garden, Rick Pitino turning that program around. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby announcing his retirement from football. 16 years with the Packers before brief stints with the Rams and the Giants. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
We have some snow on the way late this afternoon and tonight. Could get snowfall amounts from about 3 to 5 inches by the time everything winds down tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow it will get windy with some blowing snow. Today, cloudy, snow developing by mid-afternoon, 25. Snow tonight, 14. Windy, blowing snow, 24 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 5 below.
98 Q Country.
Just get lost. Leave this
one horse town, like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston, ain't your daddy's still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow, tonight let's flip a coin. Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere greener, somewhere warmer, up in the mountains, down by the ocean, where it don't matter, long as we're going somewhere together. I've got a quarter. Heads Carolina, tails California. We can load what we own in the back of a U-Haul van, couple modern day Moses searching for
it's a little too loud on the highway. I wanna pull back in your dream. Country.
Hey, y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. This is Dylan Marlowe.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking dirty beers on a Friday night.
Oh, yes.
98Q Country.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stick out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. To get there, you gotta get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background. More stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night. Soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
Too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. And oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why.
You know, to wake you up in the morning, it's a good one.
98Q Country.
My daddy always was a gentleman, never the kind to ever force his hand. He would always be the last one to raise his voice. If anybody ever put us down, ground. Then he would tell me, son, sometimes you got no choice. You got to kick a little and cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you got to kick a little and be tough. When you have to stand up and be strong and go the extra mile to prove I'm all wrong. Just remember when they push you way too far, you got to kick a little and cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you got to kick a little and be tough. You wanna finish last.
Little Texas. 98Q Country, kick a little. Good Wednesday to you as we get a fifth day of February off and running. Reality Radio, we'll talk about some local stuff coming up. Maybe, possibly the return of the gray area. This morning, we'll see how the morning show guy voice holds up here today. 24 is our forecasted high today. 7 below is where we're at right now. A little bit cooler than what we thought, kind of like yesterday. Yesterday was 5 to 7 below. Same thing today. We're going to see some snow. We're going to see some snow, and by the time Saturday rolls around, we could see several inches possibly on the ground. Talking about 1 to 3 inches are possible as we get into the daytime hours today, and then a little bit of snow lingering as we get into Friday and Saturday. Not going to be one dumping of a lot of snow, but we have two or three different spells of a couple inches of snow. So today we'll describe it as intervals of clouds and sun here in the morning, with more clouds building in through the day. 24 the high. Winds will be southeast at about 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see some snow, and that'll give way to lingering snow shower. Oh, snow gives way to lingering snow showers. Well, those loitering snowflakes. We'll see lows about 10 tonight. And snowfall amounts 1 to 3 inches for tonight and into tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning could be a little bit interesting. Getting out and about and getting moving. And a little more light snow possible. Again, as we get into Friday and Saturday. Again, not a dumping of snow, but a little glazing here and there anyway. You check out the snowmobile trails. I know there's a couple of counties that were talking about getting their trails open here in the next couple of days. Not Price County, but a few surrounding ones. So you can just go on your browser and put Wisconsin snowmobile trail conditions, and they'll give you updates on there. It's the best way to do that. We got a lot of local games from last night. We'll get all the scores updated for you at the top of the hour. We give you twice an hour news and sports. Let's do that now. Kick it off with ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One person was killed, five others wounded in a mass shooting at an Ohio factory that makes cosmetics. Police have a suspect in mind, but not in custody. Joshua Sober lives in New Albany, where it happened.
It's really scary, to be honest with you. The fact that something to this scale and to this level of urgency can happen right down the street is crazy. To be honest with you, it makes me feel a little bit unsafe.
In Sweden, still no motive for the mass shooting that left 11 people dead, including, it's believed, a gunman. President Trump saying in a news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his side, he wants the U.S. to take over the Gaza Strip, remove everyone living there, and open it up to private development. Trump says right now,
virtually every building is down. They're living under fallen concrete. That's very dangerous and very precarious.
Officials say all 67 bodies have now been removed from the Potomac River following last week's plane helicopter mid-air collision. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Fluctuating temperatures may have weakened the ice on several of our lakes and rivers. And we here at Civic Media would like to remind you of ways you can stay safe when out on the lakes. When walking or driving out on the ice, watch out for weak points. Look for things such as ice heaves or shoves, or spots along the shoreline that still have currents under them. These areas include dams, inlets, and outlets. Be sure to avoid them as the ice tends to be weaker. Experts also say ice may be good enough to support you in one place and possibly not in another, so be sure to check ice depth frequently. Snow also acts as an insulator, which may keep the ice warmer and may aid melting in spots. If you do fall in, officials say to remain calm and attempt all measures to get out safely. Bring an ice pick with you, shout to others, and never go out on the ice alone. There have been several accidents in the Northwoods where ice rescues have had to occur, so please exercise caution and always be aware of not only yourself, but others around you as well. March 1st at 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. and March 2nd at 1 p.m., Price Ice Figure Skating presents Heroes vs. Villains on Ice. This will be taking place at the Price Ice Arena here in Park Falls and will feature raffle prizes, concessions, and fun for the entire family. For advance tickets, call or text 715-661-1972 or purchase through Skaters. Advance tickets are $6, tickets at the door are $7, and kids 3 and under are free. Once again, this is taking place March 1st at 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. and March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Price Ice Arena in Park Falls. Licensed plate aficionados have a new one to learn. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A new specialty license plate supporting the Wisconsin County Forest Association is now available from the DMV. The plate costs $15 plus a $25 tax-deductible donation. It helps fund the organization's work. With the addition, Wisconsin drivers can now choose from more than 60 specialty plates. The most popular is the all-black plate for Road America.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Badgers roll past Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin with another win over the Hoosiers in Madison, 76-64. The Badgers jumping out to a 26-4 lead early in the contest. Head coach Greg Gard.
Scorers that we can put on the floor from a variety of positions helps us. Defense has to make a decision. Who are they going to take away? And the unselfishness of this group, how it moves. I mean, you have 13 assists on 26 baskets and Klesmet with 6 assists. That just shows me the unselfishness of this group, and that's important for a really good offense. You have to be unselfish and a willing passer, and they just want to find who's open from Wisconsin. That's their mission.
Marquette with another loss, this time on the road against St. John, 70-64, in front of 16,000 fans at Madison Square Garden. Rick Pitino turning that program around. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby announcing his retirement from football. 16 years with the Packers before brief stints with the Rams and the Giants. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, I'm Nate with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. A new year and a positive outlook for ice anglers. Following the warm-up and rain that took the snow off the ice on the lakes, bitter cold has moved into... Dustings of snow of all
get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have some snow on the way late this afternoon and tonight. Could get snowfall amounts from about 3 to 5 inches by the time everything winds down tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow it will get windy with some blowing snow. Today, cloudy, snow developing by mid-afternoon, 25. Snow tonight, 14. Windy, blowing snow, 24 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6 below 0.
98Q Country.
Been flying solo for so long. Nobody's singing the harmony. Up there just me and my shadow. No bass, no guitar, no tambourine. And I found you like a melody. You were singing in the same key as me. We had them dancing in the streets. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. I don't wanna be a one-man band. Dreams, and I want to chase every high with you, count every rip in these old jeans. We'll never learn how to sing the blues if I'm gonna be famous. Girl, I want to be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't want to be a one-man band. I don't want to be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. When the spotlight goes cold, the curtain
curtains come down. The chairs are all stacked and there's no one around. And nobody's paying. We'll still be playing. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown band. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a one-man band.
Wake up with us and feel energized without the caffeine.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
Yeah. Well, it's a long way from Star, Mississippi, to the big stage I'm singing on tonight. And sometimes the butterflies still get me when I'm in the spotlight. And some people seem to think that I've changed, that I'm different than I was back then. But in my soul, I know that I'm the same way that I've really always been. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just 'cause everybody knows her name. From a little bit of fame, I still like wearing my old ball cap, riding my kids around piggyback. They might know me all around the world, but y'all, I'm still a Mississippi girl. They put my face on the big movie screen, but that don't mean I've forgotten where I came from. That's just me chasing dreams, yeah. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just 'cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big headed from a little bit of fame. Just 'cause everybody knows her name, ain't big headed from a little bit of fame.
Country. Around
the grass grows. Lost is what you find on a back road. Proofs in the whiskey, reds in the dirt, and hard work stops at the fence row. We stand for the flag, and if you don't like it, we don't care, 'cause we do things a little different around here. We're breaking the same team, we're in army green. Truth is in the words in red we read. Pride is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love. Different round here. Easy's at the end of a long day. Free's how you feel, not what you pay. Simple's how we live, yeah. Thanks is what we give. Come on. Roots in the ground's why we stay.
Why we stay. Song is, and home is where the heart is.
Telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. She always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, "It's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to write a call. I know this rodeo's been hard on us all, but I'll be home soon, and honey, is there something wrong?" She said, "Don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man." He said, "I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne." Left that phone dangling off the hook, then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. Then he just walked away. He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line,
With a little luck, you could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, you could still hear her say, she said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
King George, George Strait, 98Q Country. Still make Cheyenne. Seven below. Yeah, we're on our way to about 23 or 24 today. Should turn out to be a decent day as far as the temperature goes. I'm not sure. We're going to see some snowfall tonight into tomorrow. Our civic meteorologist now indicating maybe 3 to 5 inches by midday tomorrow or so. Today we'll see those winds southeast at about 5 to 10, so not too bad as far as the winds blowing around today. Daytime hours should be pretty pleasant today, pretty pleasant. And maybe we can get enough snow to get a few trails opened up around the area. That certainly would be nice. We'll see not only if it comes, but if it's some wetter stuff that we can pack down. We are giving away some tickets on Reality Radio this morning. This weekend is the big Kraut and Dumpling event. At the with St. Anthony's and the Knights of Columbus, and the folks over there were nice enough to give us a couple of free passes, one for a adult meal and one for a kids meal for the Kraut and Dumpling event this Saturday. So if you'd like to be in for a drawing for that, just text us right now the word Kraut, K-R-O. Hang on, I gotta wait till 7 o'clock. Don't do it now. If you do it now, it's gonna kick back and say he doesn't like you. So starting at 7 o'clock and all day, shoot us a text on that Civic Media app. We'll remind you again later. The word Kraut, K-R-A-U-T. Chance to win a pair of tickets. It's like a $22 value. Pretty nice. Thanks to the folks over there for providing that for our listeners. And we'll remind you again a little bit later. Reality Radio comes up this morning. We don't have a whole lot as far as local guests go. But we are going to delve into the gray area this morning. And we are going to provide for you information that you didn't think you needed today, but you do. So during Reality Radio today, we're going to provide for you Gray's, hopefully he'll put it together, I messaged him last night, and my top 5 list of things that you thought were bad, but they turned out to be good. You know, you have those things in life where you go into it and you're just like, well, this isn't going to be any fun. This isn't going to, like you go to a cousin's wedding. You're like, well, this is going to be horrible. I just want to get through this. And then by the end of the night, you're like, well, it was pretty good. So, in that tone of voice probably too. So we're going to give you top 5 things that I and hopefully Gray have ventured into in life where we thought it wasn't going to be any good, and it turned out to be good. So I know you're just intrigued, you're thrilled, you're saying, Joel, how could the day be any better than you providing that list to me? There might even be a couple of OLIs, outside looking ins, on those two. I know you're excited. Let's get to our words of wisdom. We're in need for a Wednesday, the 5th day of February. Let's take a moment here to focus on the family.
Every day we're being encouraged to go out and change the world and make it a better place.
But how can one person truly make a genuine impact? I like the advice a woman gave to her 6-year-old nephew when he asked her, "How do I change the world?" She told him to draw a chalk circle around himself. Then she said, "You change the world by doing what's right in the 3 feet around you." That's wisdom even a 6-year-old can understand. The world is too big and suffers too many problems for one person to solve, especially ordinary people like you and me. What we can do, however, is have a positive influence on the people immediately around us. That starts by taking a look at the people and circumstances around you. Who do you see? A friend? A family member? How about a neighbor or a coworker? It's easier than you think to make a positive difference. Cook dinner for someone who's sick. Volunteer at a shelter. Make an extra donation to your favorite charity. And don't underestimate the power of simple acts of kindness, like buying coffee for the person behind you in line or holding the door open for someone. Blessing someone with a little brighter day is no small thing. In fact, it's the whole point. No one person can change the whole world, but each of us can make our world a better place. It happens bit by bit as you bless the lives of other people by doing what's right in the 3 feet around you. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hey parents, Parent here. Not to sound old, but if I had a dollar for every time someone told me how to parent, well, let's just say I wouldn't need to read this ad to you today. I'd be sitting on the beach somewhere with my feet up. Truth is, I don't trust everyone to tell me stuff. And I don't have time for that 500-page book either. But I do have time for Focus on the Family's weekly age and stage emails that have tips for intentionally raising my son at his age right now. It's super easy. Go to mykidsage.com, put in your kid's age, and get parenting advice you can trust.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
April breeze, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be
reeling in the refunds.
Limited time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
98Q Country.
I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's
state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, hey, sliding over my way, I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Until the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink.
FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction continuing to come in to President Trump's suggestion the U.S. take over the Gaza Strip. He's not ruling out the use of American troops to make sure the Palestinians get out either.
Jordan and Egypt, those two countries have definitively said that they do not want people coming there. And Trump's answer to that is no, they will take those countries. So this is essentially opening up Pandora's box of foreign relations of what's possible in the Middle East.
ABC's Perry Russom in Washington. Pam Bondi confirmed by the Senate to be the country's next attorney general. According to an email obtained by ABC News, USAID staff have been informed that all those serving globally, except for mission-critical staff and core leadership, are being placed on administrative leave. All 67 bodies have now been removed from the wreckage of the American Airlines plane and the Army helicopter that collided last week. We are also hearing from other pilots at Reagan National Airport that there were 15 incidents of close calls like that going back to 1991. This is ABC News. A mystery that goes back more than a decade in Philadelphia taking a turn this week. In 2011, Ellen Greenberg was found by her fiancé stabbed more than 20 times. But the medical examiner said she took her own life.
Ellen's parents for more than a decade fought to change the suicide ruling, suing the city, claiming the case was mishandled and there was a conspiracy to cover up Ellen's murder. One of the parents' civil cases against the city was about to go to trial this week. But on Saturday, an about-face from the medical examiner, who filed new documents saying Ellen's manner of death should be designated as something other than suicide. Hours later, the city and Greenberg's parents reached a settlement. The city now agreeing to take another look